I was very pleased with the governor's budget address. I think it continues to capture what's important to the people of Pennsylvania, making investments in education, now working from not only the pre-K, but even 0 to 3-year-olds, all the way up to the higher ed community and beyond. That's important to us, and I think it's important to people of Pennsylvania. Expanding and growing our workforce and becoming a well-trained workforce across the Commonwealth, the investments in career and technical education, investments in apprenticeship programs, preparing folks for the future in terms of the industries that will be there that we have to do, particularly in the western part of the state. So that's an important issue to us as well. So those are probably two primary things. The third thing is increasing the minimum wage. Quite frankly, it's unconscionable that Pennsylvania is the only state in the Northeast that has not increased its minimum wage. Our last increase was in 2006, and in 2009, the federal government added 10 cents an hour. But at $7.25, it's unconscionable. We have to take steps to get it to $12 and ultimately to $15, like many other states are doing. Those are probably three main takeaways that I think I take away from this budget that I'm very pleased about. I really like the governor's approach to the severance tax increase proposal that he has, taking it outside the realm of the budget, so we're not debating along those lines, but recognizing we need a severance tax. And the resources from that severance tax will support a revenue stream of $4 billion that allows us to take that $4 billion over a number of years and invest it back into our Commonwealth, invest it in water and sewer programs, invest it in infrastructure for technology, investing in a variety of other different ways in which we could be able to enhance and work, particularly in our rural communities, to be able to drive those dollars back into the community. So I think it's a good, smart proposal. It's not putting it into the general fund where members had concerns about, but it's a very specific and targeted investment in infrastructure across Pennsylvania, and that's what's important.